coming. Arliss Michaels. Rudy Marsky, how's the USA Today?
Return your call, Arliss. Which of your clients have I slandered now?
Listen, there's a little rumor flying in the air. I thought I might blow your way.
Blow me.
The venerable voice of a certain L.A. team may jump cross town if he doesn't get a new 3-year deal from WWW. I got more money than God, newteamowner.com.
Arliss, you leak more than the Exxon Valdez.
Here I am trying to do my good friend a solid.
Hey, let me repay you for this little windfall. How would you like your byline in my column next week while I'm on vacation?
You're repaying me by having me do your job for you.
Think about it, Arliss. National media. USA Today. You can write whatever you want
about whomever you want.
Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sing our names
the
again.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don,
sing them again.
Don and Mike Show.
More.
Sing them all the way.
Hold on. Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
They each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Down on my show.
Caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Carol Weybrand.
Right, where are you from?
I'm from Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, hold on. I have something for you, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Don's passing me a note. That means normally I'm not going to be able to share it with the rest of the class.
I know.
Your time.
You. you're good, you.
Call 100. You won the Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring DVD and movie soundtrack. For information on Lord of the Rings, go to www.lordoftherings.net.
Great.
Okay, now you're going to play for $250. You better give that back.
It's well done. I can't stop looking at it.
Just made Rob spit out his food. $250, celebrity burp number 5. Mm-hmm. What would be a clue?
I got a good one.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh. A Washington, D.C. native.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't know that. From
another one of your helpful clues, Rob. You think about that a long time, Rob, that helpful clue, so you could help me and all the listeners get it? Boy, that's real helpful. Thanks for giving us the metropolitan area that he's from.
It
has nothing to do with his career or fame.
$250. Good luck. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
I didn't know that. He's out of the D.C. Hall of Fame. In the Ring of Fame.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Oh, yeah.
250 bones. Who is it?
I have no clue. Rudy Marsky.
Rudy Marsky.
Oh, we're sorry.
No. Sorry. Thanks. And don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
Thank you.
Who are you? Oh, you are.
I hate it when Rob gives a clue because he says, I've got a clue. And Rob thinks very hard on how to give clues that aren't clues. That's what he does because he hates the listeners to win.
I'll give you a clue.
All right.
He's worth more than a dollar. That's a clue when you find out who it is.
Yeah.
Will make sense. He's worth more than a dollar.
Yep.
You remember that. Forget his. Remember mine. Coming up on the show. Now, listen, everybody be ready. Next Wednesday, yes, we're doing our fantasy football draft live on the air. Next Wednesday, you have 1 minute to make your choice in each round. Okay? So everybody get together.
Are you laughing at me, too?
No, I'm just sorry.
Everybody's laughing at me.
No, you were making a face, and I was feeling badly.
No, I'm not.
Next Wednesday is the draft show.
Are you already prepared?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you already done mock draft?
You're going to make fun of me.
Two
mock drafts.
Yeah.
Wow. Two mock drafts.
Wow.
One with me picking number 1.
Right.
And one with me picking number 8. So I have a best-case scenario and a worst-case scenario.
So you can fly through it.
I'm ready.
Right.
I could do it today.
Wow.
Listen, NFL draft next Wednesday on the show. That'll be funny. Thursday on the show, 1 day early, we're celebrating Elvis's death.
Yes.
And, excuse me, we're not celebrating.
Observe, right?
We are honoring Well, no, that's
commemorating.
Not, commemorating. Yeah, that's right. Commemorating Elvis' death.
Right.
And this is the one time during the year that it's all Elvis, all show long.
Right. Right.
With everything else involved.
All of it.
Now, Lisa, why do you do this to me?
What's happening?
Why do you send me these instant messages?
She's emailing you?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah, just come in and talk. Come in and write me a note. I can't wait till the break, because I'm ready to talk about it now.
Mm.
Please, because it has to do with the Elvis show being on Thursday, and why the Elvis show would be on Thursday instead of on Friday.
Right. Might be good to dial this in.
Yeah, Lisa, just come tell me. Just come tell me.
Okay, I'm sorry. We need to sit down during the break and talk about next week's plans.
Why?
Because...
Why?
Because we'll be in Washington next week.
Why?
We're going to have to... you're going to have to make a phone call at the break.
To who?
To New York. To Ken? Yes.
He doesn't want us to go to Philly next week?
Correct.
Why?
I have not spoken to him, so I do not know exactly why.
So the Philly thing is off for next week?
Correct.
And who is that man that just walked by the glass?
I don't know.
What is the problem? I mean, I'm not with you.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
Understood.
What is the problem? I want to go to Philly, do the Las Vegas-style show. I understand that the whole thing in Atlantic City, that's going to take more time to put together.
Right.
That was understood. So we said, well, just get us in Philly next week. We could do the Las Vegas-style show originally Friday night.
Right.
And they said we're going to do it on Thursday night.
Now it's not, it's going to be pushed back? Is that what it's going to be?
Correct.
Why?
Lisa leans into the microphone. Lisa leans into the microphone like she's a contestant on a game show.
Have you talked?
I am. I'm on the spotlight.
Have you talked to Ken?
I have not spoken to Ken. He's in New York today.
Who told you that Ken said no show next week?
The people at YSP.
Well, I guess TFN then.
Well, you know what then? Please call our agent and have our agent call Ken to ask Ken why we're not going to Philly to do the Las Vegas show.
Okay.
Okay?
There we go. Now, that would have taken place during the break, and I call that a time saver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, it's an easy way to let everybody know what the F is really going on.
Absolutely.
Right. I don't get it.
Damn.
I don't get it. You know?
And, you know, not knowing today, if it's in limbo today, I think it's a bad idea now anyway, because there's not enough turnaround time.
Well, they're set up. YSP is set up. I was given my choice of two different options today of places to do the Las Vegas-style show at.
Right, right.
And I chose the one that I thought would work out best for the listeners and for us.
Right.
And we were going to come on today and announce it. We're going to do it next Thursday night.
And then obviously somewhere along the line it turned to crapola.
Yeah, and you know, without, you know, well, I'm going to run the risk of getting in trouble, but didn't he just stand in here 2 days ago during a commercial break and say to us, I want you to go to Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we didn't get any details, so I don't know. You know what? I don't think we should do this. I don't think we should do this on the air, because I'd like to know what the details are and find out everything that's going on.
Shocking to me. I was going to say, it's shocking to me that Ken would handle it like this. I'm totally surprised.
Oh, I'm absolutely dumbfounded.
Astounding.
Usually things aren't handled. Well, we better be careful.
Yeah.
Astounding.
I don't know. Why try? Why try?
What is that?
Shocking.
Shocking. Well, I guess we'll get some answers, maybe. You know,
I ain't calling him.
Or not.
Let our agent call him. Dick. Dumb dick. Dick face. Dick head. Okay. Sorry, Mike. We're just speaking out loud about some of my friends named Dick.
Yeah, it's you know what? I'm numb. I'm numb. I really am. I mean, I am really, really numb. It's just, logic is tough to find, but we can't go down this road.
I know we can't.
We can't go down this road at all.
We can't. We can't.
We really can't.
We can't. We can't. We can't. We can't. Let me just get out my file and remind myself why we can't.
Right.
Ah.
That's a big file.
That is.
You know, you keep everything in there, don't you? The porno numbers are in there and all the paperwork's in there.
Goddamn right.
My God.
It's in here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
Oh. Oh, there it is?
Here it is.
Ah. There it is, yes. Bingo.
Infinity Broadcasting Corporation of Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Source and Mr. O'Mara.
Put it down. Don't read that. Don't.
Infinity Broadcasting Corporation of Washington, D.C. entered into agreement.
No, I'm not going to. You're driving me nuts, Al. Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to read it all.
No, you're not going to read any of it. It's dumb. That's a bad idea. That's a very bad idea. It's crazy. That's probably... Not the best idea to read that.
Yeah. Why?
You
know what's dumb about this?
Right.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's the dumb part.
Right.
Why did I sign that? Why did you sign that?
Because we... You know,
we had a gun to our heads.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, moving right along.
We love it here.
Moving right along. God, you are pissed.
Yes.
I know.
I am pissed. Out of my mind.
Right.
Yes. It's a little thing called momentum.
Right.
Doing a radio show in a market.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on for 4 months. Outstanding ratings right out of the chute.
Well, what? Do you have any earthly idea why this might have happened?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons that I was told was that originally somebody, I don't want to say anybody's name, somebody thought that no one would come to see us in Philly if we did the show on a Friday night because everybody leaves Philly on Friday night to go to the Jersey Shore. So then I said, okay, well, how about Thursday night? Make it Thursday so everybody's not going
right
out of town on Thursday. I believe my gut tells me somebody doesn't think that you and I have enough of a following to fill a room.
Oh, I disagree with that.
That's the only thing that I can come up with.
Well, roll the dice. What's the worst thing that can happen?
I know. I don't know.
We'll find out.
And I was told we don't, you know, it can't be spur of the moment. Well, it's not spur of the moment. We've talked about it for...
If we were on the air with it today, we'd have... one set. That's the cutoff point, as far as I'm concerned.
Sorry, Philadelphia.
Hey, but we'll make it up, and we're going to do this. I'm not going to. We're not giving up on this. We're not giving up on this. This will. We'll pull this together.
What a great guy he is.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Oh man.
It just sucks.
I know it does.
You know, it's like. It's like we're in one of them sack races.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Everybody else is running.
Sure. We're in the sack.
You and I are running in sacks.
Often. Nice big sack.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And I don't want to call him.
Why not?
You call him.
Oh, not me. He doesn't like me.
Yeah, right, and he loves me. He
likes you, though.
Yeah, no, yeah. Why don't you call him, Buzz?
Hey. You want me to?
He doesn't seem to hate you.
Well, I can't really tell.
Go call him.
Okay.
Call him right now.
I'll get right on it.
Right now.
I'm going to need the secret code number up. No good can come of this. No good can come of this.
We can just find the answer.
Yeah. All due respect, Buzz. You're being thrown into the deep end, pal.
Yes, I know.
Yep.
I know.
This is nuts.
I know it's nuts. All right. Hey, listen, Buzz, I tell you what.
Yes.
I'm going to turn your microphone off.
Okay.
And you call and get the answer.
All right.
And then let us know.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Mike?
Yeah.
So we'll move on with the show.
I feel like Sling Blade.
Yeah. We'll move on with the show.
Or do like them French fried potatoes.
Let me see. See how my kid's doing.
With his throat.
Yes.
His bad throat.
Let me see what the mother of the year has to say.
Throat.
Bad throat.
Bad throat.
There is she.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
How's the man?
He's fine. He's home. He's resting. I sent him home with a couple of dollars to buy a Slurpee to help his throat, and I'm at the Granite place now.
Now, come on. Now, really, how is he doing? Really?
He's doing good. He's doing good. And you know what? It happened on your watch because it was strep throat that happened while I was out of town that went into an abscess.
Well, how am I supposed to know the kid has strep throat?
Well, that's your job as the dad. He couldn't open his mouth all the way.
Not when I was with him.
That's what the doctor told me. I told him I was out of town, that his dad didn't notice.
Are you BSing me or are you being serious?
No, I'm being perfectly serious. That's what the doctor said. I said, gee, we didn't know he had strep. Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, I didn't know he had strep. And he said, he couldn't open his mouth all the way.
Couldn't open his mouth all the way.
He did not have that problem with me. We'll find out.
All right, well, are you calling him? Is that what that noise is?
Hey, buddy.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Sugar Bear, the doctor said the gargle was salt water.
Okay.
Hey, listen,
all right.
I don't want to... hold on there, Freedom. Put you on hold all for right. a second. Hold on. Hey, Barney, now, listen. I understand throat problems. And I don't want you to push yourself. But at any point when Mommy was out with Grandma, when Mom was out with Grandma, and I know you told me, I think the night before she got back, that you didn't feel good, right?
Right.
Did you tell me that you couldn't open your mouth?
No, I could open my mouth back then.
Thank you. Hope you get well soon.
What?
No. It's a conversation between Mom and I.
Yeah, I could open my mouth, and then it just came out of nowhere.
Came up quick.
Came out of nowhere. Thanks, bud.
And, Dad, you did lose a baseball bet.
What baseball bet?
Where you had to dress up in the diaper.
Oh, well, that was the Mets and the Yankees, though.
Yeah, but you said you never lost a baseball bet.
Not a Red Sox bet.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Hope you're better.
Okay.
Get well.
Bye-bye.
You're firing on all eight today.
Bye, sweetie.
You're on top of it.
All right. Bye, boo.
Did you hear that?
No, you had me on hold. I couldn't hear anything.
Boy said, came all of a sudden.
All right. Well, I guess we're both good parents, then. It was just one of those things.
No, we're not. No, we're not. You should have taken him. But anyway, beyond that.
Yes?
Let's talk about the bar mitzvah. Let's talk about the commitment that I'm showing to you. That you're always saying to me, material things don't matter. Show me that you love me.
I am so impressed. And, you know, and I appreciate that you know that even though I love gifts, it would piss me off if you spent too much on something. Because I am the bookkeeper of the family, so I would not like to see that. So I appreciate that so much, that not only you got me something beautiful, but you finagled the deal.
Yeah.
And Don said he likes his bike.
Oh,
I do.
Did he?
Yep.
Well, he might be kidding.
No, he's very serious.
I like the bicycle.
All right, very good.
Very much.
And I don't have to do anything. All I had to do was whip out my credit card. At least I don't have to go to a bar mitzvah.
And Frieda, for the record, I understand this whole thing with Bart and the doctor today. I don't get many chips from you, but I'm getting chips here. I understand what you did.
And
I don't see how any woman could have let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And
there we go. See, I like this.
Also,
even when she's insincere, it feels good.
Also, for the record,
right?
The urn thing was funny, right?
The urn.
Urn.
You said urn again. Why do you have problems with this word?
The urn thing.
The word urn comes up and you turn into Tommy Gavin.
That was funny, right?
Yeah, it was funny. I mean...
Are you still going to give it back, though? Or are you going to take it back to the store?
We're going to return it, yeah.
So we'll be able to bring it in and put stuff in it?
Yeah.
No, he left the price tag on it, too. And really, your romance factor was way down when he handed that over with the price tag. And I could not believe your patience, because normally you want to give someone a gift a week before the actual event.
Good right. job. Told you kept her waiting the whole
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
So thank you like that was it. And then when I said, well, gee, I kind of thought there would be something else. I didn't. It's all right. You didn't need to give me anything. It was fine. You know, there was no. But I kind of thought. He said, gosh, I thought you knew I was kidding. I'm sorry. I should have bought you something. It was Academy Award-winning acting.
All right. So let's very quickly recap here. How am I doing chip-wise?
You're way back in the black. You know, you are, well, gosh, it's hard to top what you did this past weekend in terms of thoughtfulness.
Wow.
But doing the bar mitzvah, you're back 100 in the black.
Okay.
And that's not till the end of September, Don.
How would you feel about me gambling with our careers today?
No, darling.
And let me tell you something, pal. She ain't the one to ask about
that. I know. Okay.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Unless
okay.
you want your career to be bar mitzvah appearances, don't.
Gotcha. Nope.
Right.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. I'm a kidder.
All right, my darling.
Some might say you've been standing at the blackjack table for a while anyway already.
Just be patient. All good things come in time.
That's right. I know they do. Love you, baby.
All right. I love you, too, Susie.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Here she is, Mother of the Year.
You know what? And I agree with you about momentum. And I think we have that. And we've got it on the show in general. And then we ought to keep that going. I mean, I was talking to somebody about that. It's fun. We're having fun in here. You know what? Here, I'm serious. And I'm telling you this because we have to say it now because I won't say it during the break. Don't let anybody, you know, sidetrack what we're all doing here.
Right.
In spite of it, let's just do it.
Still bad.
Hey, but you know what?
Ever forward.
When we went through all that, it was not good, and I don't want to go through that again. I want to do what we do, and you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
It really doesn't matter. What matters is doing this show, having fun, and going ahead. Yeah. And you know what?
I know.
It's just God damn it! I don't want to. Think about that.
Okay.
Think about right in here. Because how many times, I'm going to say this, I don't want to get us in trouble, now I'm going to gamble with our careers. No. How many times do we have to go through it before we know, that's the way it is. Let's just do what we do and enjoy it.
Because no Las Vegas style shows. No appearances. All we do is just the show. Because that's all we're supported by doing.
If that's the way it is,
by this, by the people we work for.
If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. If that changes, so be it. That's good.
But just know we want to do more.
We do. And maybe we can. Let's not close the door on anything.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I think it's a great thing what you're doing. And are you going to light one of the candles at the bar mitzvah for the kid?
Is that what you do at a bar mitzvah?
What you do?
The kid puts together some kind of poem, and only close friends and family light some candle. I think 13 candles.
So if you're asked to light a candle, 13
yes.
candles?
If that's the case, I'll do it.
And, yeah, I mean, it'd be an honor. Yeah.
Muffle Top Don.
Thank you. That Friday, when I just know when the reality hits.
Yeah.
Because when you're like me, when it's that far away.
And you and I have fallen into the trap.
Oh.
When we are asked to do something.
Yeah.
And if it's like 2 months away, we say, yeah.
Yep. I didn't
no problem.
Today.
Yeah, you did better today. I was going to
do well today with that?
You said, I've gotten better. You said, it's taken 17 years, but I now know how to look into the future.
I do. And know how I will feel that day.
Right.
And
perfect.
That's but you know what? I think you knew how you were going to feel that day, and you still did it, and that's why your wife should be very appreciative. I feel like I've spent the last hour talking in code.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hi, you guys need to give Joe Ardinger a raise. I think
he's
the smartest man on your show, and he's told me how he's helped all of you, including you, Don. He's told me about the mortgage payments, and he told me about the gambling problem.
Yeah, he's helped all of us.
I'm a Philadelphia caller. If you guys came to Philly, I would definitely go see you. You can't do it on Friday because I'm still doing weekends.
Can't finish it.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't know.
I say.
Doing weekends where?
What?
No.
I'm still doing weekends at the county jail, but...
All right, goodbye.
Wow.
Goodbye. All right, we're going to break, I guess, make a phone call, come back, and we'll just we'll do the rest of the show.
And have fun doing it.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Absolutely.
Delightful!
This is the best show we've ever done!
You're right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
We are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. We'll pull it together.
Why not?
The Philly Las Vegas Dial Show next week has been postponed.
Postponed. We will give you the news as soon as we get the news.
We apologize.
And, you know, for quite some long time...
All you knew...
is what we told you.
And frankly... yeah, where's that day, bro?
This will be our... This will serve to be our
answer.
Final explanation of the Philadelphia Las Vegas-style show debacle.
Ronnie explains it all.
Ronnie has it, and Rob's getting the tape.
The official...
The tape is in Iowa.
Come on, we used this for a long time. Here we go.
Brand new. Right.
So... why are we not going to Philly next week as we had thought we were?
Let me check that. That's not really the answer we're giving our listeners. That was the explanation that we were given.
Okay.
I don't know. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened. And so far, I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, for quite some long time, all that you knew was what I told you.
See?
Ronnie says it best, he man. Does.
And we said to the people involved,
says,
why aren't we going to be... live doing the show in Las Vegas Dial Show this week in Philly. Why?
I don't know. Oh. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened.
Right.
And so far, I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, for quite some long time, all that you knew is what I told you.
Yes, goddamn accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, but just one last time.
Yes.
We had a firm date.
Right.
And then we even said we'd move the date. How come it's not happening?
I don't know. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened.
Uh-huh.
And so far,
right.
I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, what? For quite some long time, all that you knew is what I told you.
It's the exact conversation we just had. There just weren't all the photographers in here.
There you go.
That's how it goes.
We'll get up there.
Yeah, we're going to do it, and yeah. we're excited to do it, and it's going to be big, and it's going to be fun.
Get up there, and we'll do the Atlantic City show.
Right.
It's just going to take us a little longer to figure out how to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's for quite some long time, I really haven't known myself.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Yo, I was wondering, why did every five girls, like, is it true that one out of every five girls can squirt? Like, I don't know what's up with that.
I yes. believe I know. He's mentioning Earl Nichols, and we've discussed that in the past.
It's true.
Yes.
And was it Ginger Lynn that was in here? And
Ginger Lynn's anal workout.
I believe so, yeah.
And Ginger was telling us that she can.
Right. She was one, two, no, she can't. Three, no. Four, no. Five. There you go.
Take a look at that.
One out of five.
Man, just like, you know, it's like when you're using your windshield wipers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Rob.
I got a quick question for you.
Hold on, Rob just wrote me a card.
You ready? Oh, I've got music for it. I have music.
You got the music?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, everybody, a Don and Mike major announcement. We're proud to announce.
Right.
Don and Mike's Atlantic City, Las Vegas style show, Christmas Spectacular. Yeah!
We are definitely going to be there by Christmas.
2004.
Nah,
calendar year 2002.
All right, calendar year 2002.
Count it.
You make this guarantee to our listeners in Philadelphia?
I do.
And in Washington, D.C.?
And in Baltimore.
And in Baltimore. There will be a Las Vegas-style show prior to the Christmas season.
That's great.
Based on our schedule,
That means look for it at the end of the November season.
Hello?
Yes, Don.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
What?
And then I
got
to tell you a quick Joe story. Are you going to be going to the bar mitzvah as Dr. Donald Goldstein?
No. Although I'll tell you.
Have they heard that?
The guy loves Jew to Jew.
Yeah, very good.
Got to do a special show on that Friday.
Guy said it's one of his favorite segments.
That's excellent.
Of all time on the show.
That is terrific.
And also,
and he's another guy. Hold on. Just let me tell you one other thing about this guy at the jewelry store. Another one of the guys who says to me, you need a book of Yiddish slang so that you guys really sound like you know what you're doing.
Rob, get on that.
I got one.
You've got one? There you go.
Bring it.
You know, that'll be perfect. You just print up a little handbook for us.
Anyway, okay, what else?
And I just called, and I was telling Joe that I wanted to call and this and that, and I asked him a quick question, and then when he was done, he just hung up on me.
Hmm.
And I called him right back, and I said, I just was supposed to be put on hold. He's like, oh, what'd you want? What'd you call for?
What did you say was the problem again?
Joe, I called to tell him that I wanted to be put on hold to talk to you guys.
And he hung up on you?
He hung up on me.
Sorry.
Hello, hello. That's what you wanted.
Yeah, thank you for giving
me. Hello, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe, Don and Mike.
Hey! Homo Joe in the house.
Hello, Homo Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fine on the way to Cape May. You know that song?
Cape Gay.
You know, you just don't call nearly as much as you used to, HJ.
Well, you know, the work has been really crazy busy, and...
Well, what kind of cell phone do you have,
awful
Joe?
Awful connection, Homo Joe.
God damn it.
I'm Nextel.
It's the worst cell phone I've ever heard.
Oh, just because I got the speaker in it.
Are you using speakerphone?
Pick up, Joe.
The headset.
Joe,
talk into the phone the way it's supposed to be used.
Okay, let me pull the headset.
She likes hands.
There you go.
God, you are
that's
so gay.
Better. Of course he is. He's Homo Joe.
He's Homo Joe. Let's see what he. How's it sound now?
Does it sound better?
Remotely. It still sounds hollow.
Well, you know, I'm in this big truck. You know what can I tell you?
What do you mean you're in a
Joe,
truck?
Joe, you sound like you're still on like a speaker. Detach everything from the phone and speak into the mouthpiece.
I definitely am.
Oh, you are?
He's done that.
Yeah, it's bad cell down here in Jersey.
Are you on a van or something?
In my Explorer.
Uh-huh. It puts the lotion on its body or else it gets the hose again.
Joe, when is the last time that you had wild gay sex?
Last night.
Oh.
And what is the what was the Puerto Rican's name?
Oh, I changed the nationalities. I'm now doing Vietnamese.
Vietnamese. Have you ever had that tender Vietnamese ass before?
No.
And was it a young man, Joe?
He's 10 years younger than I.
10 years younger than you.
Where'd you pick him up?
I met him at the gym.
Subway. You met him at the gym?
The gym.
Uh-huh.
Wow. How do you know? I mean, obviously you have gaydar, but, I mean, is there a look? Or how does that happen, Joe?
It's just the eye contact.
The eye contact?
Oh, I think I probably, is his name Lick Me Now?
Yes. Lick Me Good Time.
Well, what's his name, really?
Chen.
Uh-huh. Who's the celeb that Chen most resembles?
I don't know. He's very short.
Is he Jackie Chan-ish?
Jackie Chan-ish, that would be it.
So his name is Kum, you said his name is Kum Chin?
Yeah, Kum Chin. Yeah, the first time he met me, he said,
and his middle name, of course, is On Mike.
The first time we met, he said, if you lose 20 pounds, I might date you. And I said, well, when you grow up, I might date you.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you had a little playful little byplay, and then did you get, like, right in a, way into a lip lock?
About 4 months.
And how do you find Asian men?
In the gym,
No, how do you... No, Joe.
In bed, how do you find
them? Oh, in bed? Very good.
Energetic?
They're not as nice as the Puerto Rican men, but...
Oh.
Okay.
What's the difference, Joe?
The Puerto Rican men are good lovers, you know?
They're good lovers,
a lot
but,
of body contact.
But the Vietnamese are not?
No.
Oh, well, how's...
Lay there.
How's they just lay there? Oh, no.
After 2 hours, after you had sex, were you hungry again?
Yeah.
Does he cook, Joe?
Yes.
Does he cook for you?
No.
No. Do you cook for him?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Dinner. Joe made a batch of something special last night.
Protein shake.
Some of Joe's special egg whites.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Joe, Joe, did you pitch or catch?
Of course you know I pitched.
He always pitches.
He always pitches.
You've never caught, have you?
Only one time.
Really?
And
it wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, it's great to hear from you. Please make your calls to the show a more regular part of your life.
And pick up a decent phone and maybe call on a hard line next time.
Hard that I will do for you guys.
There you go.
All right, good luck with your Vietnamese boyfriend.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Omo Joe.
See, he always...
Just like Vietnamese restaurants are all called, like, Pho Gourmet. And
sure.
So I guess he's found his new Pho King.
Cream of some young guy. All I know is that he is as reliable as you're going to find, because whenever he calls,
right,
the go-to question is, who are you having sex with? Mm-hmm.
And it's always some new, young, you know, international male.
Spent the night fighting the VC.
That's fascinating. It well, is. A young Vietnamese guy. We never asked about the English capabilities, if he was fluent in English.
I bet you didn't.
Oh, Misa Joe!
Oh, Joe.
You're so good. Fill me up, buttercup. Oh, pure mere buttercup.
I don't want to be cross to you like the Puerto Ricans are, though.
No, I don't jump around. You just let... You have your way.
Go ahead.
Present arms. There we go.
I bend over now and spell the word run.
Are you in? Look at this. I arch my back. Just like a kitty cat.
Yeah.
You get anything you want.
Stick in one of those big...
Rice patty hats?
Yeah.
Rice patty hats.
Everything.
Oh.
I do everything.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, you're so good, Joe. You're so good. You lose weight. You lose weight. We do. You're so big. Oh, Joe.
Oh, round eye.
I like you, Joe. You're a good boy, Joe. Do me, Joe.
Don and Mike show.
Whoa. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
This is Tommy from KCPS in Burlington, Iowa.
Hi, Tommy.
I do the show every morning before your show. I pump you guys up like you need it.
Tommy, but that's very nice of you.
By the way.
Yes.
If you think rough times are ahead for you guys in radio, you ought to be in radio in Burlington, Iowa at a 1-watt AM station. It's a thrill a minute, but I love it. Listen, have you... My lead story today was a professor at the University of Iowa that was sent a frozen pile of pig poop, and he thinks he can reduce the smell of it by up to 50% by running sound waves past it. So we think that he's using Barry White... But we're not sure what he's using to...
Son.
I know.
Let me stop you for a second, yeah, right here.
You're a young man, obviously, right?
I'm not a young man. I'm 54.
You're 54?
Wow. I am.
No way.
West Way, born October 28th, 1947.
And is radio a second career for you?
It's just something you can do here in Burlington, Iowa at KCPS, because it's a privately owned little one-station chain. And my friend that owns it lets me do a little show in the morning called Talking with Tommy.
That's great.
Feeling real good about our lead-in on this station.
Hey, when you're in Burlington, Iowa, I totally endorse the Talking with Tommy program.
Thank you very much.
The Talking with Tommy get-together.
Yeah, with the pig poop story this morning, I also had a registered nurse in honor of breastfeeding month. And she talked about all the advantages of breastfeeding. So it's a little Don and Mike-esque, but I certainly don't try to, you know, copy you guys.
Well, Tommy, you're doing good work in Burlington, and we certainly appreciate it.
Hey, Don and Mike, listen, I got to get this in. Have you seen the movie where the jogging suited Jewish guy has these two bumbling idiots steal the Stanley Cup for his son's bar mitzvah?
No.
It's on the Independent Film Channel on digital cable. I get it here. And it is one of the funniest movies you will ever see. I listen to you guys.
I cannot believe.
I think I know what you like.
Like anybody off the street apparently can walk into the station.
About a Jewish
get a show.
That hires these
you know what we're doing right now.
What?
We're talking with Tommy.
Stanley Cup for his kid's bar mitzvah. And the kid rises up out of the stage.
This is beyond embarrassing.
Out of another hole.
I mean, I know we're on a bunch of small stations.
I thought he was like 18 or 19.
Bar mitzvah. Well, it played better in Burlington. Anyway, have a great day, guys. I love your show.
He's on. He wasn't even
like anybody in the business. He's a good listener.
Take care, Tommy.
He's a good listener.
There you go. That was
a friend of yours.
That was Tommy.
We were talking with Tommy in Burlington, Iowa.
God damn. Okay, so he's a friend of the guy who owns the station.
That's right. Why he's got the show.
Right.
So he does Morning Drive.
He does the Morning Drive show, and right. He's our lead-in.
And he had pig poop and a nurse today.
I wasn't sure where he was going with the Barry White. It was, we thought maybe it was a legitimate story, and then he began to do a bit, and that's when it began to go south.
I think it was Best of Tommy.
Yes.
It was the highlights, if you missed.
Tommy.
Talking with Tommy.
Todd and Mike, hello.
Talking with Tommy Gavin.
Why, hi.
Hi. Holton.
Yes.
How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, you forgot to ask Homo Joe.
That's his new Vietnamese lover, Balls on Chance.
Hey, listen. Do you think if Dennis Murphy had a tongue, do you think he'd talk like, Hi, Don and Mike! Yeah! How's it going, Don and Mike?
You bring up many, many great points.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He could do afternoons in Burlington.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Don. Yeah. I think you forgot to tell Buzz and Mike that they got to be there, too, at the bar mitzvah, didn't you?
No, they don't.
No?
No.
You sure?
Not unless I'm getting a great deal on a new watch.
No.
I thought maybe that you forgot to...
This is
my deal here.
It's my deal, Wade.
This is my deal here.
And I think the spirit of the gift would be ruined, Wade, if we tagged along.
This is my deal here.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
You know, though, I mean, if you wanted moral support, all you'd have to do is say the word. I'd be right there with you.
Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Will you join me?
Just can't make it on
I know. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hamilton, come over here. What are you doing?
I'm changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. The uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put the stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
All right, listen up, Philly.
Hey, Philadelphia, pay attention.
We're going around the company on this. God damn it. We're coming to Philly. We're doing a Las Vegas-style show to let you guys know we appreciate the number one ratings that you've given us.
Yeah.
And no one from this company has to worry about a purchase order.
Absolutely.
Because it's on us. We're going to pay for it ourselves. We're going to go to somebody's house.
We have done this before. It was an overwhelming success the last time we did it. This is a private party for you in your home and a Las Vegas-style show. Don goes to bar mitzvahs. He also goes to private homes.
Here's the deal. And we've done this once before. What you're going to have to do is fax us in a letter telling us why we should come to your house in the Philadelphia area next Friday night.
Now, here's the deal. What we like to have when we do our Las Vegas style shows, you got to have the facility for it. You know, we can do it in the living room, but if you got a big rec room, it's all the better. Put anything in the letter that you want.
A backyard.
Right.
You got neighbors that are cool with noise. A backyard is good.
You live in an apartment. You've probably got a recreation center.
You can do partly outside and do the good stuff inside.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Okay, I mean, you can have outside as a drinking, dancing area.
Right, right.
Inside.
It's best if you have a room inside. Trust me.
With drapes.
Okay, no. It's not a show you want on your deck in your planned unit development.
No, but you could certainly have part of the party.
Yeah.
If you're strapped for room,
right,
you could have the bar area and some music outside.
Right.
And then inside, behind locked steel doors, you would have all of the stuff that really happens at the Las Vegas style show.
Now, that's the facility speech. What we also need, you have to have a liberal mind to have a Las Vegas style show at your house.
Right. Here's what we supply. We will come to your home, and depending on how big your place is, we'll accommodate as many of your friends as you can bring.
Absolutely.
And what does that mean? That means that all of the necessary ingredients to have a good party are taken care of. Meaning, we'll pay for all the iced tea you want to drink. Okay?
All the party favors. We'll bring the sound system.
Yeah, we bring cash money to give away. We
give you cash when you come out there. It's a fantastic evening.
Now, a lot of the games at the Las Vegas style shows involve getting naked.
Now, that's where you come in.
Mm-hmm.
So when you write your letter in and tell us why we should come to your house to do the Las Vegas style show, part of the deal has to be that you're able to get girls who will get naked.
Yeah, because the Las Vegas style show is based on nudity, very largely based on nudity. And the last one we did at somebody's house, that was their selling point, that they had a lot of people that just felt like getting naked.
And keep in mind that along with the nudity from the people that are there, the girls and the guys that participate, there's the chance to win big money.
Right, absolutely.
And this is money, again, you should know, it's not coming from the company.
That's right.
It's not coming from a sponsor.
No, sir.
It'd be me and Mike doing this. We were just talking during the break.
We figure, what's the quickest way to get a turnaround on a Las Vegas-style show? We go to somebody's house. You give us the room, we give you the Las Vegas-style show. Along with the room, give us some party people.
Yeah.
Some people that really like to have fun, if you know what I mean.
And if we're in someone's home, and we discovered this the last time we did a Las Vegas-style show in someone's home, we don't have to worry about any local ordinances.
No, hence the aforementioned drapes being closed.
We don't have to worry about the PTA shutting us down.
Right.
We don't have to worry about local county councilmen getting up and making speeches about us.
That's right. The best part. We'll come to your house and nobody will know except you and us.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, next Friday night, we will be at your house at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and we will bring our band of roving minstrels with us. You provide the room. You provide the people that want to get naked and have fun.
And win money. And we're not talking about small money.
Yeah, when you play our new little games, it's just like on the show, you know, we pay you cash money. That's
we give away big cash prizes.
That's right.
We bring a sound system. We bring a DJ. We bring music. We bring, well, they won't let me say booze. So we bring
iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
We bring everything.
It'll be fantastic.
And we bring everybody from the show.
Absolutely.
And it's our way of saying thank you for listening.
Yes.
You've never seen the nude Family Feud until you've seen it at a Las Vegas style show.
The underwear fashion show.
Mm-hmm. Which really ends up not being underwear at all.
And Mike, I know you're not a fan of this, but I really want to bring it back. The Monica Cigar Contest.
Oh, my God.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It is a crowd pleaser.
The crowd does seem, well, I always turn and look the other way.
Not me.
Of course, it's a new me.
That's true.
Maybe I'll get right down there and look at that cigar.
So if you would like our wacky troupe to show up at your house in Philly, because we'll be there next Friday night, you got to fax us a letter.
Fax a letter with all the details why your house is the best house for us to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've got the best place for it. I've got the best people for it. That's what you have to include in your
right.
letter. Tell us why. The most convincing letter, the letter that sells us on coming to your house, is going to be the big winner.
And our fax number is 800-636-6410. Oh.
Now, this is a quick turnaround, so when are we going to make the big decision on who's going
to
get it?
Got to make it by Wednesday.
Got to make it by Wednesday, absolutely.
Because that way everybody will have 2 days to get their people together.
Right. Amen.
So, but, I mean, if we get a killer fax today,
yep.
and we're able to verify, we'll go with it immediately. We'll go with it.
Absolutely.
But
so send your faxes right now.
Get your faxes in Philadelphia as fast as you possibly can.
You know, the best Las Vegas-style show we've ever done is the one we did at a private house.
Because there were no restrictions.
It was so much fun. And it was just people having a great time, and we dig it, and we know you'll dig it, too.
Now, one reason that we decided to do this on a quick turnaround and get up to Philly right away was the Atlantic City thing. And we really want to be honest with you. We were having a conversation during the commercial break and asking, really, when are we going to be in Atlantic City to do the show in the casino for Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were finally able to get an answer, it really looked, I know we were kidding.
Yeah, we were joking about that Christmas thing.
November.
Wow.
They're really, that's really looking like when we'd be able to do that.
November.
I mean, ho, ho, ho. Merry fucking Christmas.
Great time to go
on the Don and Mike Show.
And we'd be glad to do it in November, if that's when it happens. But we can't wait that long.
We had great ratings in Philadelphia. We want to say thank you right now. And that's why we want to go to somebody's house next Friday night, and we want to have a great time.
Now, you folks in Philly, oh, turn the Christmas music off. You've never been to a Las Vegas-style show.
Right.
It's something that has evolved over 5 years. It used to be Mike and I would go to a Blockbuster Video,
right,
when they were opening it up,
mm-hmm,
and we would sit there and sign T-shirts.
Absolutely.
Then we would go to bars, and we would tell jokes.
And we'd banter with the crowd.
And goof around. And then we started playing bigger places.
And that's when we started traveling down the debauchery highway.
And it seems that every time we did something that was really popular, we would have to do something even better,
mm-hmm,
to top it the next time.
So it grew. And then they started shutting us down.
Yeah. And that's when the ABC board, the Liquor Control Board in Virginia,
right, mm-hmm,
decided that what we were doing was obscene, and we were pretty much banned from doing the show anywhere in Virginia.
And it's also about the time where we really dialed in the kind of games that are crowd pleasers, and we locked it in. So you got a good guaranteed good time at a Las Vegas style show. You know, we dig it too.
Yeah, you got your Newt Feud, you've got your underwear fashion show, you've got your Tom Gavin Challenge, your Dennis Murphy Challenge.
And you know something?
You've got your Monaco Cigar Contest.
And I like a game that we used to play, but we played it differently. It was actually a very tame game the way we played it.
What?
It was the Eat the Apple game. But you know what? I think we could really improve upon that if we played the Eat the Apple game nude. Do you agree? And wouldn't that be a great time to debut that?
Yes.
I mean, are you having fun already thinking about that?
Yeah. What that is you get a girl, she sits down in a regular hardback chair.
Mm-hmm.
She got an apple between her legs. Her hands are behind her back. Mm-hmm. Her husband or her boyfriend is on his knees in front of her. And his job is, in the fastest amount of time,
his hands are behind his back,
right,
too,
he must eat a complete circle around the apple.
Well, I'm breaking a sweat just thinking about this concept.
We used to do this. Yeah, you're right. And people had clothes on.
Right.
Be better.
You know, the guy doesn't even have to take his clothes off.
It's just the girl.
All the better.
Just the girl.
Right.
But, okay, look.
Maybe just the bottoms.
Let's say... say that that's one of the games.
Hey,
that
it's apple tastes like, funny.
That's one of the games that we're going to play.
Right.
You're probably wondering in Philly, well, gee, let's say that my wife decides to take her pants off.
Right.
And we play the Eat the Apple game,
uh-huh,
and we're the couple that comes in first.
Right.
What do we get? Well, like $250.
Absolutely. Yeah, not only are you know you're going to bring family and friends into this party, have a nice private party, but some people are going to walk out with cash. Yeah.
We pay big bucks for our contests. So we'll do the Eat the Apple. We'll do the Monica Lewinsky Cigar Game. We'll do the Dennis Murphy Challenge.
Right.
The Tom Gavin Challenge.
You have to modify the Eat the Apple. Call it Eat the Bottom Out of the Apple.
we'll also do the Newt Feud.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we'll do the Underwear Fashion Show.
I'm right. Getting pumped right now.
All of this from your home in Philadelphia.
Way to go, Philadelphia. Thank you for those great ratings. And we're coming to your house next Friday night.
But we got to get the faxes.
Got to get those faxes. Start pouring in those faxes right now and sell us. Sell us on the kind of folks that you have coming to this party.
And it's on us. Everything is on us. We take care of absolutely everything.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I was calling because I want to go to this party, man. It sounds like a blast. But I'm wondering, how am I going to go if I'm not friends with the homeowner?
That's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you crystallized the concept.
If you're not friends with the homeowner,
yeah.
Right, yeah, no, then you're not going.
That's the whole idea of getting the letters, and we pick the best homeowner, and if you're the, you just want to go to the party.
And I'm calling from Baltimore.
Everybody's getting excited.
Sometime in the next 3 to 4 months,
right,
we have been promised we'll be able to do the Las Vegas-style show from Atlantic City.
With all the games that we mentioned, and, you know, if it's the proper casino hotel, maybe we can do all the ones we mentioned.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, a little more restriction. When you do it at a private house, you can have a little more fun.
And we go to Atlantic City, it'd be great because we'd be able to celebrate Valentine's Day with our listeners.
Rob. All right, my friend. Well, listen. There's big news on the Dynamite Show.
Let's sing a song. Okay. Okay, Mo. Ready? One, two, three. We're
That's
coming
right.
to your house.
We are.
Coming to your house.
So back to us.
To have a good time.
Friday night. Woo-hoo. Next Friday night, August 16th.
Ha, 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 ha.
Because the company can't do it.
Three, four, five, six, seven. We know you can.
We're doing it ourselves.
No, Mommy won't like us. No, Mommy won't like us.
There's a safe bet Mommy won't.
She won't.
And neither will Dad.
Yeah, Dad won't either.
Well, he'll hate us.
Yeah, probably keep them
We're
home.
Coming to your house.
Las Vegas-style show.
To break up the joint. Now, Larry,
no, we won't break anything.
Somebody
no.
invite you to their house. We got an invitation in writing. When you hear the bell ring. Yeah. When you hear the bell ring. What bell?
The doorbell, stupid.
Never heard of a super doorbell.
Doorbell, Rob.
Oh, please let us in. Oh, please let us in.
Doorbell.
And Larry will play on his new violin.
Me? I haven't got a violin. Like one? Yeah, under my chin.
Here it is. Under my chin. Or we'll have a part.
Las Vegas-style show.
A party all day.
Coming to your house.
Right. We're coming to your house.
That's right, Philadelphia.
We're coming to stay.
No, we'll just be there for the night.
Right. All
here we are.
I'm Larry.
I'm Mo.
I'm Curly Joe.
Hiya, hiya, folks.
How's everybody? Great to be here.
It's our way of saying
thank you
to Philadelphia.
Hey,
oh,
fellas, let's
oh
sing
God,
a song.
We're
okay,
to
we're coming to your house. One, two, three.
For the Las Vegas
House
Show.
We're coming to your house.
Have a good time.
Woo-hoo.
Have a good time. Low energy
there. Okay, you get the deal. So,
four, five, six, seven.
The deal is, we'll be in Philly Friday night. We're going to do a Las Vegas style show. We're going to say thank you for listening to this show. You send us the facts and tell us why we should come to your house.
I hope it's hot and sweaty.
800-636-6410. That's the fax number. And for any of the people on the top floor, any of you folks up there on the genius level at this company, don't worry.
Hey, it's taken care of.
Don't worry. You're not even involved in this.
Right.
You're not even involved in this.
I don't even have an opinion.
Whatever.
It'll be great.
We're doing it ourselves.
You know, and this should always be the solution. When we want to do, when we want to have a party, we have it at somebody's house.
Absolutely. So get the faxes in, and then now I feel better. You know,
yeah,
I feel
good.
Better that we told Philly we'd do something.
That's right.
And we were given a date, and then we're going to do it, and we're going to do it on the date. And
amen.
It'd be even better being at somebody's house.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a pool.
Oh, boy. But then you get the neighbor problem.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Plus, it's an indoor pool.
Yeah, that maybe we call that part of the show quiet time.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.